This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the top U.S. House lawmaker to Kyiv to see what's happening here in an interview broadcast Wednesday on U.S.-based cable news network. Speaking through an interpreter, President Zelensky told CNN that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has to come to Ukraine to see how we work and then make his assumptions about the status of the war. Speaker McCarthy responded by saying he did not have to go to Ukraine to understand the situation. He said he receives information in briefings and in other ways. The U.S. has sent nearly $100 billion in military, economic, and relief aid to Kyiv since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. The aid was sent when President Joe Biden's Democratic Party controlled both chambers of Congress. The Republican Party took control of the U.S. House in January, and some Republicans have expressed opposition to sending additional arms and financial aid to Ukraine. A U.S. congressional committee heard firsthand testimony Wednesday from both active service members and veterans on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This war is not over for millions of people in Afghanistan and the U.S.
Aidan Gunderson served as an Army medic during the evacuation. He says he's plagued by the memories.
I see the faces of all the people we cannot save, all those that we left behind.
The majority of witnesses argued blame for the fall of Kabul touches every presidential administration, from George W. Bush to Joe Biden. Retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel David Scott Mann.
America is building a nasty reputation for multi-generational systemic abandonment of our allies.
Testimony focused not on the decision to withdraw, but on what witnesses described as a desperate attempt to rescue American citizens and Afghan allies with little planning and inadequate support. And they implored Congress to help the allies left behind. Peter Lucier is a Marine veteran.
Urgent action right now will save so many lives.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Protesters in Tbilisi are rallying against a foreign agents law, which critics say signals an authoritarian shift that harms Georgia's chances of closer ties with Europe. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran explains.
Thousands of people staged large-scale protests in Tbilisi, Georgia, on Wednesday. Some protests were violent. They're rallying against pending legislation dubbed the Foreign Agents Law, which critics say signals an authoritarian shift that harms Georgia's chances of closer ties with Europe. Georgia's parliament on Tuesday passed a first reading of the legislation. It requires any organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from overseas to register as foreign agents or face substantial fines.
That was Edward Baran reporting for Reuters. A spokeswoman for U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the senator has been hospitalized after tripping and falling Wednesday at a hotel. The spokesman says the 81-year-old Kentucky Republican was attending a private dinner at a Washington, D.C. hotel when he tripped. McConnell suffered a fractured shoulder when he tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky in 2019. The Senate has been without several members recently due to illness. The office of California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she was hospitalized last week for treatment of shingles. And Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, who suffered a stroke during his campaign last year, was expected to remain out for some weeks as he received care for clinical depression. U.S. safety regulators are turning up the heat on Tesla. They announced investigations into steering wheels coming off some SUVs and a fatal crash involving a Tesla suspected of using an automated driving system when it hit a parked fire truck. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Wednesday it is launching a special crash investigation team to probe a February 18th crash involving a Tesla Model S and a ladder truck from a county in the U.S. state of California's fire department. Probe is part of a larger investigation by the agency into multiple instances of Teslas using the automaker's autopilot system, crashing into parked emergency vehicles that are tending to other crashes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Repeating our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the top U.S. House lawmaker to visit Kyiv to see what's happening here in an interview broadcast Wednesday on U.S.-based cable news network. President Zelensky told CNN that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has to come to Ukraine to see how we work and then make his own assumptions about the status of the war. I'm Richard Green reporting for